Welcome to the Life is Relationships podcast, where we share biblical truths about marriage, parenting, and discipleship. The desire of CTCI is to see individuals and families restored in their relationship to the Father and for them to be empowered to have thriving, godly relationships that impact the communities around them. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Life is Relationships podcast. Today we have Seth and Alicia Williams joining us once again, and we're going to talk about healthy Christianity. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, AJ, doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. Awesome. Good to be here.
Well, hey, oftentimes if someone is either new to the Christian faith or maybe they've moved or they're evaluating where they are in terms of their church body and those that they're surrounding themselves with, it can be really important to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with a bunch of healthy believers. And I'm going to clarify here, that doesn't mean perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's human. And we are all working towards being better and doing better. But there's a big difference between making sure that you're in a healthy body of believers versus a stagnant body of believers. And so if someone is looking for a new church or they're just looking at who they're surrounding themselves with and evaluating that, how would they know that group of people that they are placing themselves in is a healthy group?
I'd say Yelp.
Just kidding. So make sure you check the Google reviews.
Google reviews.
Yeah, great place to start.
No? That's where I always start with everything. No. But to that point, there's, word of mouth is always the best advertising, they say. And I think with something as crucial as a body or a community you feel connected to, do you have, someone you know and trust that goes there? That, to me, is the first line of defense, so to speak. But I think you've got to have your antennas up, discernment. You can see core values, you can visit websites, but I'd usually go with, someone and they'll tell you all about it, usually is how I've experienced in the past. Mm-hmm. Go with someone you know, but what are the core values you can see? That are they about, the Word and the Spirit? Are they about, family and discipleship? Are they, or is it just a big, come and, do whatever. It's just, live however, just, I think you have to go with someone you know, be led by the Lord and use discernment for starters.
Yeah, I would say I think that it doesn't have to be really like super spiritual or something that you have to dig into and research and investigate. But it can also be pretty simple. You can stand before a tree and look at the fruit that it is bearing and tell what kind of a tree it is. And in the same way, a body of believers, for me, if they're connected to the God that I serve, that I love, that I walk with daily, then they're going to feel familiar. They're going to look like their dad, just as I desire to look like my heavenly daddy. There will be joy. There will be peace. If I go into their midst and I'm more heavy laden with, some kind of a heaviness or a sense of condemnation or a sense of religious duty or a pessimism or a lack of those wonderful traits that I know belong to my Heavenly Father, then that's a warning sign to me.
Yeah, or if they're Satanists, that would be a clear sign. I think the fruit of the Spirit, you mentioned, the trees and fruit, and I think just love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control, faithfulness, goodness, against such things there is no law. If you're experiencing those in a body, you will flourish, and you'll see that within the congregants. Are they active? One thing for me too is, are they active in the community, or are they just building something unto themselves? Do they have a heart to disciple and to outreach, to be an impact to a city? Do they love their city well? Do you know, those are important to me. Yeah. Or are we just talking amongst ourselves and staying in a holy huddle?
Yeah. And what you're talking about there, that holy huddle too, I think oftentimes, and this isn't a statement out of any kind of judgment or condemnation, but it is important for people to pay attention to what is it that's being taught in that community. Alicia, like you were talking about, if it's a healthy community, they're gonna look and feel familiar. They're gonna be continually drawing me towards the heart of God and towards the Word. And there are unfortunately people that use a platform for their own form of social justice, hype, political stances. And I mean, one thing that I love about my church is that they preach the Word. It's not about opinions. It's about the Word, and this is what the Word says, and they preach it unapologetically, but they preach it with grace and love and mercy that is the heart of drawing people deeper into relationship with the Father. And so what are maybe a couple key things that people should be looking for when they're finding that new place for them in terms of where does the heart lie? What's the primary mission of that community? And things like that. What are maybe a couple key things that people can highlight and look for in terms of that?
Certain being rooted in the Bible, you know, I think, but there is a marriage between the written word and the Spirit that continually draws us and causes us to go from glory to glory. You know, we can present the word, but the word is alive. The word is also Jesus, living and active. You know, Jesus is the living word, and we walk with him, and we could delve for, you know, indefinite amounts of time into one section of the word. And I honestly believe that the revelation that the Holy Spirit could bring from it is limitless, you know, but we lean in. There is a marriage between the Spirit and the word, you know, and I described it recently as the word is the path on which we walk, and the Spirit is like the wind that blows us along and directs our path as we walk on the path. And he'll never blow us off the path. He'll never blow us into the thicket. The Spirit is like a wind that will, you know, he'll always keep us on the path, but which direction we take on the path, the Holy Spirit will drive. The Holy Spirit will direct. And so for us, you know, being biblically sound is essential. Also being open to the Holy Spirit and being full of hope and expectancy that he's continually drawing us closer into the heart of God and continually making us to look more like Jesus. That's also very important.
Yeah, just I was thinking about the word and spirit as well, that marriage there. You know, John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. So it's that living, it's no longer just on a letter, but the word is written in our hearts, and he, you know, he came and dwelt among us. So it's that combination. I think we can, in the body, and I'm not to go on a tangent here, but do they have a heart for the word and a desire to grow by the leading of the Holy Spirit? That merge, that's important. And then that should draw us to love each other well. They'll know we're Christians by our love for each other. If he be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself, right? So we love each other and want to do life together in a community. We're also a light into dark places. Everywhere we're called to, you know, the every industry out there, you know, and that's the importance that I was saying of, you know, making sure we're living it out in our communities.
Yeah, that taking the word and placing it in action is such a key thing to look at when you're surrounding yourself, or when you're looking at who you're surrounding yourself with. And Alicia, you mentioned, you know, obviously people being willing to hear from and be led by Holy Spirit and the importance of that. But even then, there sometimes there are groups or communities of people where it's all in the emotions, and it's all in it's all driven in terms of that emotional state of giving and receiving prophetic words and worship and prayer, and all of that is incredible. I fully believe in prophetic words and miracles and worship and prayer corporately together. But how can people avoid being sucked into the hype of situations and really ensure that they are following discernment of Holy Spirit in those situations and they're able to separate the truth from what's actually happening in a situation?
Whew, that's a great question, and it's something that we're in process of discovering, I think, all along our life in the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. But becoming aware of what your spirit is sensing, not shoving things. Like, he really does come to us in a gentle whisper so often, but we so tend to ignore it, even in the midst of church. You know, someone's praying over you. You know, I have had moments where my spirit is actually saying, uh-uh. But if I had been not paying attention, I would have just come away really heavy, you know, taking on something that I really wasn't supposed to take on. And that hasn't happened a lot. There are moments in my life where I had to realize the Holy Spirit in me is saying, don't receive that, or maybe they're off. Give them grace, but don't take it on. But you really do have to become so in tune with what your spirit, you know, if we align our spirit with the Holy Spirit, then we can begin to learn how we trust him in that whisper. It feels like peace. The Holy Spirit feels like peace. And when your spirit is sensing, is agitated, ask him what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're getting to know the voice of the Father better. Again, and we've said it a lot in these podcasts, but Jesus only did that which the Father said and directed him to do. We must grow in hearing the voice of the Lord. It's not a striving, it's realizing he's already speaking. We've got to tune our ears to that. And we know that he's going to lead us on the right path, in the right places. You have to discern. You have to realize when something's off, and then be able to go to someone. It's good to have counsel. It's good to have to talk with someone outside of that body, to be connected. That's where you start getting in trouble, when you're disconnected or isolated, and you're going to something and you're not getting outside, you know, voice, you know, outside counsel and advice. The word talks about a multitude of counsel. In a lot of ways, it's hearing different. You know, you weigh it out from people you know and trust and have your best interest. And if they see you in a body that, like, ooh, you know, I don't know, that doesn't line up with the word, and there's something just feels off here, those are red flags. You test things by the word, and you discern it by the spirit.
I'll also say that the emotions are given by God. We don't want to become severed from them. We don't want to. It really bothers me when I go into a church and there's their expression of worship is completely emotionless. It also really bothers me when it feels like it's completely emotions. But I really, and I've talked about this in prior episodes, but I desire to be wholehearted. I desire to be the same person.
Yeah.
You know, God is worthy. If I go to a football game and I scream my head off when my team scores a touchdown,
it warrants that emotion.
But that's the best of my emotion, is what I offer to, you know, the Tar Heels or the Wolf Pack or, you know, the Catamounts or whatever it might be. If I offer a team the best and the height of my joy, but I don't offer that to the Lord, that doesn't settle well within my spirit. You know, so I want to be the same person. I don't want to go to a church service and feel like they're trying to drum something up in me that isn't a sincere, earnest, real expression. But on the other hand, I don't want to not offer the Lord my best. And he gave me these emotions for a reason. I don't want to leave them behind, leave them out of my worship expression. I actually want to be whole. And it's not just mind, will, emotions. It's imagination. It's creativity. There's a lot more to me. I want to offer the Lord all and not just part.
That's good, babe.
Yeah, that's really good. Seth, you were talking about how important it is to be receiving and be open to outside counsel and to be open to somebody telling you, hey, I don't know if what you're hearing is lining up with the gospel. And so what are maybe a couple ways that somebody could begin conversation or speak truth into somebody's situation that maybe in that scenario that the people that they're surrounding themselves with, from your outside perspective, you can see things a little differently and you can see that there are some things that are misaligned in the gospel that's being shared through that community that they're in. What are some ways that we can help love those people well without what we're saying coming across in a condemning way or challenging way?
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be dependent on that relationship. The word speaks about speaking the truth in love. You know, love, the Holy Spirit, the Lord prompts in my heart at times to reach out to someone that I know might be struggling, and whether it be in a toxic Christianity or whether, no matter where they're at in their life, I think I've got to be open to being a voice of speaking the truth and love in someone's life and going to that person saying, hey man, how are things going? I've heard recently some things. Can you give me some clarity on where you're at and how are you feeling in this, without presumption? Because you've got to tread lightly, because that's, you know, I think you still need to be obedient. You need to obey the Lord and go into the person, but you also need to, you don't want to push that person away. You want to do it in a way that's led by the Holy Spirit in speaking to them. And I've had occasions where the Lord has prompted me to talk to people, and I would say it's not mostly been inside of a church body, but it's been those who have kind of isolated themselves and they're being attacked by wolves, so to speak. But you can certainly have those wolves inside the body too. I would just say being an open vessel to the Lord to go and speak something, speaking the truth in love, and yeah.
And really when you bring them back to the Word and show them, well, this is how Jesus described the Father, you know, is your understanding of the Father or of Jesus or the Holy Spirit that you're gaining in this company of people, does it really match up with the Word? Does it make you heavy-hearted? Does it make you heavy-spirited? Does it make you full of fear?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like you got to perform and strive? Well, let's compare that to what Jesus said.
Take it back to the
Bring it back word. To the words of Jesus.
Yeah. You know? And I would say more often than not, I've had the reverse where someone will come to me and say, hey, I'm meeting with these people, And I'm just not so sure about this. And usually it's a younger believer, so it's the formative years. And in that situation, I will ask them important questions to see if something's off, you know, and not being critical or accusatory, but just, you know, testing those things by the Word. You know, if you're handling snakes in this day and age, it's probably a good sign that you're not in a great body, you know.
Back to the tent revivals with all the snakes.
And Paul said.
Well, hey, thank you guys so much. I hope this is an encouragement to other people out there, and that they're able to enter in these conversations, and that they're also able to seek the Lord's guidance in their own current situations, and that they're open to what He has to say about the body of believers that they are choosing to be a part of as well. So thank you for bringing some clarity to all that today.
Thanks, AJ.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one, and we would love if you left us a review. For more information about CTCI and our upcoming programs, be sure to check out ctcilife.org. This podcast is a production of Christian Training Center International, and it is produced by AJ Selby and Seth Stradling.